sex was so much better after their husband got a vasectomy. I don't know if that means that, like, they get better, like, erections, or it means that they don't have to pull out, so, like, it's better. I don't know exactly what they meant. If I can have good sex after a fucking C-section times two, maybe eventually times three, you can have good sex after a little vasectomy. Speaking of marriage, I announced, or I just like casually mentioned in one of my posts that after we're done having kids, like if we have another kid, which is the goal, like to try for a third, if we do end up having another kid, or we try for a while and it doesn't work out, that I'm sorry, that Max is going to get, you're disgusted with me when I cough. Okay. I can't get rid of this cough.
I thought you were laughing.
It does kind of sound like I'm laughing. Okay. I know. That Max is going to get a vasectomy. And
I missed that part. Did we have that discussion, or that was like a?
I told you many times, but I also told you in the bathroom the other day that it's happening. Like you're gonna have to get on board with it because I'm not gonna add another surgery to my.
You don't want me to choose.
Could I choose whether I have our babies or not?
Yeah,
I mean,
of course you can. We could not have kids.
Look at that fucking face, shit eating grin.
I'm just saying. Just think about it. But go ahead. I just didn't know. I've been missing this. I wasn't sure if you were referencing a conversation we had, because I don't remember that conversation.
Oh, we had it.
Or you were, yeah. Well, it didn't sound like it was a conversation. It sounded like you were telling me something, which is not a conversation. Usually a conversation is like a discussion where you engage back and forth in dialogue. So
you think it's fair that I've had to be pregnant, have C-sections, have to breastfeed, have to recover from pregnancy and C-sections, which is major abdominal surgery. You think it's fair for me to go through all that and then also go in and get my tubes tied or get a hysterectomy, which is going to fuck up my hormones, or have to take birth control pills, again, it's going to fuck up my hormones until I go through menopause? You think that's fair and has less risks than you just going in and getting snip, an outpatient procedure? So,
yeah, I think the interesting word to use is fair. Fairness is probably not a lens of which to look at this conversation from. So I think I honestly haven't thought about it. I really, you know.
Well, you need to think about it because it's happening.
Oh, it sounds like I don't need to think about it. But I mean, like, what's fair?
Don't you think it's the least you could do?
Is it fair that I have to listen to you complain about it? Like, you know what I mean? Like fairness is like, it's like justice. It's like, you know, if only we knew what it was, right? So the concept of fairness to me is like
I
very
bet you're
foreign.
Making your mom so proud right now.
No, why am I making you proud? I'm not making you proud. So to me, the conversation is very interesting, right? Like you're posing it in a way, you're making arguments that I'm not making, which I think is interesting. So this fairness is
so
an,
would
is
would
an
you
interesting
do, would
thing.
You do it?
I mean, I think we'll have to consider it. I mean, I'm a young man.
You're not
right?
a young man.
And you know who says after we have a third that we're not going to have a fourth? You know.
No.
I just think we should, whatever decision is being made, we should make it level-headedly. We should think a lot about it. We should take
I've been thinking about it for years.
5 to 10 years.
No. There's no chance I'm setting myself up to get pregnant with a fourth kid. No chance. So I guess we won't have any sex in our marriage then because, okay, guys, that's not true. How are you going to knock me? How are we trying to conceive if you're not trying to knock boots?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the only time we get to knock
that's
boots.
That's not true.
It's like I got like a mission. It's like you're telling me to do something. It's like, here's my project for you. Okay. Yes, boss.
That's not true. Although I did deny you the other day. I was really tired.
Yeah, that's okay. Hey, we're tired.
By the way, guys, when I posted about how many times we have sex, like Dr. Curry from the Depp trial commented on my post and gave us her like opinion, a professional opinion with like research to support of like what's actually like normal.
Nerd alert.
No, it was beautiful. It was amazing.
What was the actual?
She basically said that like, well, we follow each other, so I think she saw the post.
We should have her on.
I would freaking love that. Right. She's like total girl crush on her. Like I basically watched the trial got to her part where she was on the stand, instead of watching it two times the speed, I like slowed it down to real time. I'm like, I want to hear everything she's saying.
She's a psychologist? What is she?
Yeah. Okay. She's a clinical psychologist, I think.
Oh, yeah.
She's so sharp and smart. And yeah, she basically told us that like there is no like normal number and like everyone's desires and fulfillment sexually and in other ways, other places in the relationship are different. So like by putting a number on it, like it can actually be pretty. And if a man isn't like living up to that number, let's say it's 3 times a week, like that's what's optimal. If a man doesn't want it 3 times a week or can't live up to 3 times a week, it ends up like making him feel like inferior or like I forget what she said, but it made like total sense. This is not my post, I pinned it in there if you want to check it out, but I thought that was pretty cool. But what I really wanted to get to was the vasectomy thing. I mentioned that Max is going to get a vasectomy when we're done having kids. And so many women came out of the fucking woodwork and were like, you shouldn't do that to him. Like, there's so many risks. I'm like, shouldn't do that to him.
That's another weird like, lens.
Let me just read just two of the DMs that I fucking got. Okay. And buckle up because you're about to get pissed. Okay. One said, why can't he just pull out or wear a rubber? Also, who says you two need to have sex? It's not as important as breathing. That was a real DM.
Hard to argue that. It's not as important as breathing.
Okay, this is the next one. This one gets even better. Pulling out, wearing a rubber, or abstaining from vaginal sex.
I like where this is going. All right, you got me. Got me. I'm on the same page.
And then it says, maybe try oral sex instead.
Oh, I thought actually I did go.
Are obviously cheaper options than a vasectomy. And all the money you save not doing a vasectomy, you could be using for your kids' college tuition. Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. Money ain't that tight. Okay. So money ain't that tight for us. We could do both. And fuck college. Our kids aren't going to go to college. College isn't even going to be around when they go. Like, you guys, dinosaurs. College is, like, for dinosaurs. Yeah. It's like at the dinosaur age. Yes. We've talked about that on a separate podcast, I think.
Oh, yeah. We should. That's a good topic. Yeah. I mean, again, she's not necessarily wrong. like you make these things.
But she's
like,
crazy.
Yeah. It's like, that's, I think, the thing. Like, people say something, and you're like, yeah, well, like, you're not incorrect entirely, but, like, maybe there's another way of looking at it. And I actually thought she was going to suggest another option there too, which is another form of birth control.
Butt sex. You guys love butt sex. You're always writing me about butt sex, but I'm going to be honest with you. He's too thick. Like, he's too damn thick.
Stay out of my DMs, ladies.
I mean, we have like Wild Wednesday people give us like tips. You guys always like write in and ask like, what's the tip? But the tip is put a vibrator on your clit while your husband F's you in the butt, and it would be the most intense orgasm you've ever had in your life. I love that for you. I do. I genuinely do. But I do not love that for me if it's his penis, okay? Because it is, I would be walking around bow-legged and limping for like weeks. I don't want to stretch out butthole, you know? Like, oh. Okay,
that's
a vasectomy
really
is $300 to $3,000, depending on the doctor. That ain't paying for college. Yeah. I'll tell you what, that's going to get him not even one class in the year 2034 or whatever.
And that's probably not a operation you want to skimp on.
Yeah, we're going to go for the gold there.
Well, I mean, we're going to discuss it. Yeah, we'll discuss
I had
it.
A ton of people writing me.
We'll discuss it. We'll take it under consideration.
AKA. Yeah, a lot of people said their husband was fine.
I'm sure it's
and then
fine.
A lot of people wrote in and said sex was so much better after their husband got a vasectomy. I don't know if that means that like they get better like erections or it means that they don't have to pull out, so like it's better. I don't know exactly
or
what they meant.
Their husband's ego after they neuter him.
No. If I can have good sex after a fucking C-section times 2, maybe eventually times 3. You can have good sex after a little vasectomy. Like,
I don't
let's
even know
get
what they
real.
Do. What do? They just they don't.
They just go into your peephole, snip something, and then you're done.
They go inside the peephole?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I think
oh, is it?
Skirt.
Oh,
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't
what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you just almost ruined it entirely right there. That's not. That's disgusting.
Well, you've had a catheter put in before, right? Just
not
inside
when
the peephole.
I was awake.
Oh.
Or yeah. I was out in a coma. I did have a catheter. How did you know I have a catheter? How would you know that?
I'm sure everyone's had a catheter at one time in their life.
I don't think that's really true. But
if you've ever had surgery, you've had a catheter. They don't put you to sleep without putting a catheter in.
Oh, I didn't know that. Maybe they just do it when you're sleeping. Really? I don't.
Well,
think,
I mean, when I'm in child, when I'm getting ready for a C-section, I ain't sleeping. They putting that catheter in.
Oh yeah, interesting. I don't know. Yeah, we'll take it into consideration. TBD. I think we should spend a lot of time weighing the options.
The thing is you don't know him as well as I know him, but like I know him well enough to like read, and he's playing hard to get right now, but he's gonna say yes. That's what
it
is.
I'm just taking into consideration.
I know you so well.
Weigh the pros and cons.
Isn't it annoying how well we know each other?
Yeah.
God, I can't hide a damn thing from him. It's so annoying.
Yeah. Well, you don't really try that much, though.
That's true. I wear my heart on my sleeve.
Yeah, you don't. I wish you would hide more stuff. That would actually be nice.
We had like a crazy day at work yesterday.
Just yourself.
And I was like, really? I wasn't short with you, but I was like very distracted. And I like text with Bree. I'm with that all the time.
Yeah.
But I try not to be like that with Bree. So I text her at night and I was like, I just want to say I'm really sorry if I came off like weird today. Like, it's been a really insane day, like at work. I don't know. You were fine with it, though. Yeah. So. Yeah. Can't wait to get pregnant. I have my hormones raging, and I'm.
Yeah. Like that's a whole other host of.
Like a bitch.
Hurdles to address.
I mean, if you think about the hormones, though, in early pregnancy, well, really throughout the entire pregnancy, but especially when you're trying to regulate in the beginning, it's a lot. I mean, you kind of got to give your wives a pass, you know.
Yeah, the whole thing is like crazy. Like that's how I know. Like,
that
I
two cells become Brie.
Yeah, yeah. It's like yeah, crazy. And then they have sex. You know what I mean? The whole way it happens. Like that was when I believe like it's the world's a simulation. It's like when we like reveal the higher being, and it's like hey, it's like wait a second, you thought that you were gonna stick that in there, and that's how you were gonna okay. No, I just fucking control.
And you come out so smart, normal.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
like
you were your dad's
you
penis.
Yeah,
what
no,
the hell?
We just hit control print and you make a new human, and it's all Matrix. So, oh yeah, that actually makes sense. Like the whole thing is just—it's wild. And then they get up and have attitudes, and they're angry with you, and they love you, and they kiss you, and they annoy you, and then there's somebody else's dad. Like the whole thing is like just insane to even think about.
It really is wild.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is. It's a miracle. It's 100% a miracle. Like that's the closest thing I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Experience, and you do all of it. Like, it's like, I'm just there for the beginning. And then.
Yeah, that's why you're going to get a vasectomy.
And then.
It's the least that you can do in the childbearing phase of our lives together.
Yeah.
You know, last life we had, we didn't have any kids.
Okay, we should make up for it this life then.
We are. Oh my God, we have two. We're trying for a third. We got two fucking lizards the other day, and now
yeah,
we have a puppy
really,
on the way. You see those lizards? Kids, I guess?